Okay, further from the word of the Lord in True Christian Religion, number 457. How conjunction with God takes place shall be told in a few words. With every man, God flows into man's knowledge of him with acknowledgement of him, and at the same time flows in with his love towards men. The man who receives in the former way only, and not in the latter, receives that influx in the understanding and not in the will, and remains in knowledge of God without an interior acknowledgement of God. And his state is like that of a garden in winter. But the man who receives in both ways receives the influx in the will, and from that in the understanding, thus in the whole mind, that he has an interior acknowledgement of God, which vivifies in him the knowledge of God. And his state is like that of a garden in spring. Conjunction is effected by charity, because God loves every man, and as he cannot do good to man directly, but only indirectly through men, he inspires men with his own love, as he inspires parents with love for their children. And the man who receives that love has conjunction with God, and from God's love he loves his neighbor. And in him, God's love is within man's love toward the neighbor, and produces in him the will and the ability. Moreover, as man does nothing that is good unless it appears to him that the ability, the will, and the doing are from himself, this appearance is granted to him. And when he does good from freedom, as if of himself, it is imputed to him and is accepted as the reciprocation or response by which conjunction is effected. This is like active and passive, and that cooperation of the passive that is brought about from the active in the passive. It is also like will in doing, and like thought in words, the soul operating from the inmost into both. It is also like the effort in motion, and like what is prolific in seed, from which the interior operates in the juices through which the tree grows even to fruit, and through fruit produces new seed. It is also like light in precious stones, which is reflected according to the texture of the parts, producing various colors, belonging apparently to the stones, but in fact to the light. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.